The FAA announced today that the top official overseeing air traffic controllers has resigned. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the move comes after at least 5 incidents of controllers sleeping on duty in the past few weeks.
FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt accepted the resignation of Hank Krakowski this morning after the two met. Babbitt praised Krakowski, a former safety official at United Airlines, as, quote, a dedicated aviation professional. But in a statement announcing the resignation, Babbitt said there had been, in his words, examples of unprofessional conduct on the part of a few individuals that have rightly caused the traveling public to question our ability to ensure their safety. This conduct, said Babbitt, must stop immediately. The most recent incident occurred early yesterday morning when a medical flight with a sick patient tried to contact the controller at the Reno Tahoe Airport. In a tape released today by LiveATC.net, the pilot can be heard repeatedly trying to raise the tower.
Reno Tower, Cheyenne Lifeguard, 0-3 November.
Eventually, the pilot was able to reach an air traffic controller in California who tried to phone the Reno Tower. But that didn't work either. And after telling the California controller, "We have a pretty sick patient," the pilot decided to land at the Reno airport on his own.
"We're going to need to land."
"That's 10 November, Roger. And landing will be at your own risk. The last reported wind was calm."
The flight landed without incident. The Reno controller, who had fallen asleep, has been suspended. The FAA subsequently announced it would add 27 controllers to facilities where there is currently only one working on the midnight shift, but that move has been criticized because there's so little air traffic at most airports overnight. Babbitt also said he would be undertaking a top-to-bottom review of the way the air traffic control system works. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.